Creationism in schools. Is it wise?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, do you believe that Christians should try to force the teaching of creation in schools? You know, some Christians believe that.
You know, Mark, we really need to think this one through very carefully. First of all, many non-Christian teachers accept evolution as fact. They wouldn't do justice at all to teaching creation. And no matter how good a creation scientist research might be in certain areas, it'll be omitted by that teacher. You know, here's what I'd like to see. Science needs to be taught correctly in our schools. If students knew what science really is, and if they're taught the correct definition of science, they'd understand that evolution is not a fact. You see, science is usually used to refer to what we would call observational or operational science. And this is the science that gave rise to fabulous technologies. Molecules to Man evolution, though, is just a belief system about the past. You don't see it happening today, and you can't go back into the past to show how it happened. Evolution is not science in the sense of being observable and repeatable. We should teach real science in our government schools, and Christians need to help build an education system that will do that.
Our radio website, AnswersRadio.com, will keep you up to date on the various creation-evolution controversies around the world. And it'll also present the information that shows evolution is not a fact. Next time you're on the web, go to AnswersRadio.com and read Ken Ham's booklet on the culture wars.